Taliban hit base, then talk peace with U.S. envoys. By Mujib Maestil, Bahain Shell, and Fatima Fates. Kabul, Afghanistan. The Taliban infiltrated an Afghan intelligence base on Monday, killing dozens of people in what Afghan's officials said was one of the deadliest attacks since the intelligence service in the 27 against the intelligence service in the 17-year war with the Taliban. While the Afghan police and army have been dying in record numbers, the loss of intelligence forces who are often better trained and equipped was another indication of the violence stretching the Afghan government's defenses, even as the U.S. may be preparing to withdraw some of its troops. The attack early Monday morning came hours before the Taliban announced they had resumed peace talks with American officials. It was a sign, analysts said, of how violence is likely to grow deadlier, even as the sides of the long war have indicated a willingness to seek a negotiated settlement. Akhtar Mohammad Khan Tahiri, head of the Provincial Council in Wardak province, where the base is located, said the target was a training center for pro-government militia members run by the National Directorate of Security, Afghanistan's intelligence agency. The Taliban immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. The group's spokesman, Zalbinullah Mujahid, said its fighters had detonated an armored Humvee full of explosives that destroyed large parts of the base on the outskirts of the city of Maidan Shahbar before other suicide bombers arrived to raid the facility. Several senior Afghan officials put the number of dead between 40 and 48, while as many as 60 more were wounded. But Mohammed Sardar Bakhtiri, the deputy chief of Wardak's provincial council, said the number of dead was higher, with the attack killing 50 intelligence personnel from a newly arrived unit out of the unit's 150 members. First, the Humvee full of explosives drove inside the base with high speed, Mr. Bakhtiri said. These intelligence officers who were at the first gate were wounded in the explosion, but the Humvee was detonated inside the base. Then three other suicide attackers came with a white Toyota to kill those who were wounded, he continued. But those wounded NDS members opened fire on them and killed all of them. There was no long shootout.